Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So can you hunt a turkey twice in the same spot in the same day? Most people say no, and most people would be wrong. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about the art of the second pass. Going back to a spot a second time in the same day. Is it viable? Can you do it? Should you ever try it, and when? So, the bottom line on this is, it's turkey hunting. Anything can happen. Bad ideas work out sometimes. Crazy ideas work out sometimes. Mistakes and doing the wrong thing even work out sometimes. So, anything possible could occur hunting turkeys. That's just the name of the game. That's how the sport goes. So we're just going to need to say that before we get. That's just the big disclaimer that needs thrown out there. That said, the art of the second pass is about turkey movement and turkey behavior. A lot of people think that if they went out, they know there's turkeys nearby. They hunted them in the morning. They called to them. Maybe the gobblers answered. Maybe they came in a little bit. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just went the other way and they were gone. Well, then that bird and that day and that spot is done. Try again tomorrow maybe, but today it's over. Well, sometimes it's over. But sometimes all kind of things can happen. Those birds often come back. And, experienced turkey hunters will tell you, previous podcast episodes I've done will tell you that oftentimes that bird may just poke back in 3-4 hours later after he's done his business with the hens that he went to. And he remembers hearing one over there. So he's going to come back to see if she's still around or to try to pick up the trail and find her. And that happens a lot. But other things also happen. Turkeys move. Turkeys can move quite a lot in a given day during the hunting season and any time. So you may go to a great spot in the morning and there's no turkeys there. And then you come back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 hours later. Turkeys may move into that spot at other times of the day. It may be different turkeys. It may be the turkeys you're expecting. It could be the turkeys that are in the area. People often pattern turkeys, and they use that term. They're patterning them, and they make it sound like they're patterning deer. And that is just really not the case. Turkeys are not as predictable as deer are. There may be turkeys in a field most days at a certain time during a certain part of the year. That's real. That's legit. That's not something that's made up. But so often, they move constantly. And they may be in a field sometimes at a certain time, and they may be anywhere else. Half of them may be in the field, half of them may be anywhere else. But during the hunting season, when the flocks are broken up and all the structure is broken up, things really go haywire sometimes. Now, some birds, you could set your watch by them, but that's not most of them. Most of them, they move through areas. They have patterns. They have a range that they go through, but they're not in the same place at the same time every day. They may just move through an area regularly. They may be in that area every other day-ish at similar times, but on the other days, they're somewhere else. And you may say, well, these birds are often in this area first thing in the morning. And you go hunt there and they're not there. Well, that doesn't mean they're not going to be in that area later. That doesn't mean they're not going to be in that area that day. Now, that's two. Three, sometimes people spook a bird and they leave. And so they think, well, that bird is now unhuntable. A spooked bird cannot be hunted. They may be unhuntable for days, weeks, even the rest of the season. That's just not accurate. It's just not true. Things spook turkeys all the time. All the time, things spook them. Birds, other birds spook turkeys. Deer can spook turkeys. Raccoons spook turkeys. Coyotes spook turkeys. Seeing their shadow sometimes seems like it can spook turkeys. The wind can spook turkeys. Literally nothing can spook turkeys. All right? Turkeys can get spooked by just about anything, just about any time. That's just part of the nature of turkeys. So when a turkey gets spooked, let's just put it this way. If every spooked turkey became unhuntable for weeks following the spooking, no turkeys would ever be huntable. Ever. Because a turkey probably gets spooked 5 or 6 times a day. All right. Now, what does that mean, spooked? Well, something happened that set them off. That something happened could be all kinds of stuff. Doesn't mean that they're never coming back. Now, if you walk through the woods, walk up onto a turkey, and he sees you and you shoot at him, you know what? He's probably not coming back to that spot that day. It's just, he's probably not coming back to that particular spot that particular day. But that's usually not what happens. All right? If a turkey gets spooked, if you spook a turkey, if you get so-called busted, the turkey scared, the turkey ran away. The turkey may not associate whatever happened, one, to a human, and two, to a perpetual threat. All right, coyotes move through areas all the time. All kinds of predators move through areas all the time. That doesn't mean that the turkeys leave forever. So it is very possible for you to spook a turkey with something less than, we'll just call it a cardinal sin, all right? You shooting at the bird and missing and the bird running and flying away. It's very possible for you to spook a bird or mess up or even get busted. Like, what does that mean? It means you got up to go to the bathroom and the turkey saw you walking back and ran away. That does not mean that the turkey is gone forever. Now, You call a turkey in and you spook it. It all depends on what the spooking was. What is he associating with that spooking? Toms go in looking after hens and hen calls all the time and something spooks them. That doesn't mean they're never coming back there again. Turkey walks right up to you and you try to reach out your hand and grab it. And now he knows that call was made by you in that place. Well, that bird's probably not coming back there to any calls for a long time. But if it's less certain than that, if it's less obvious than that, if the bird is looking for that hen and something else spooks it and it runs away, well, you know what? It may very well come back later once things settle down. After an hour or a couple hours pass, it may return.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911, and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on, and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
So, there are numerous scenarios in which it is legitimate to go about the art of the second pass. Go about the second try, second attempt to try to get at that turkey. And so, if you're going to go back for a second try in a particular location on a bird, you've really got to think it through. Your senses have to be heightened. You've got to be focused. You've got to really be thinking, really be watching, really be careful while you're moving, because there's a good chance even that bird may have come back while you were away. And you really want to listen. All right, and that's really important, and that leads us into the sponsor of this episode, Tetra Hearing. Tetra makes, I believe, the best digital hearing protection and enhancement for hunters that I've ever seen or heard of. Yes, it's hearing protection. You put these little devices in your ears, and every time you pull the trigger, it turns that Magnum turkey load into something that sounds like a BB gun. But more than that, they enhance your hearing. If you've got hearing loss, you take a test, they calibrate them, and they can set them to account and make up for that. But whether you've got hearing loss or not, they amplify the sounds that turkeys make. Gobbling, strutting, clucking, dragging their feathers on the ground, walking through the woods. All right, so if a turkey has been spooked, chances are they're going to be more cautious, less likely to gobble. But they may very well still come in walking around, and you want to be able to hear those footsteps from the furthest distance you possibly can. And the Tetras are calibrated to be able to do that. All right, and they filter out things that you don't want to hear when you're turkey hunting, like wind noise and other stuff. And so you're able to enhance your hearing, protect your ears from the sound of gunfire, but maybe even a bigger deal to most people, you can enhance your ability to hear these turkeys from a distance. I bought my Tetras with my own money before they officially became a sponsor, but I would encourage you guys, head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, go to the show notes of this episode, or just go up to the About menu, mouse over it, and you will see the link to Tetra's website along with a 10% off discount code. You can also go to my reviews that I've posted on the website and on YouTube, going over their products in great detail. Outstanding company, U.S. company. Just phenomenal product, phenomenal people. It is the best digital hearing protection and enhancement devices that I've ever heard of or ever imagined possible. So thank you so much, Tetra Hearing. But you're going to want to be able to hear these birds coming. You're going to be very attentive because they're going to be more on guard the second time. So when and how does this usually go down? Well, oftentimes people go into a spot in the morning. They spook out the birds. They leave and go elsewhere. Run and gun for a few hours maybe. Maybe they go get breakfast and then come back. Why would you come back to the same spot? Well, as long as you did not commit a cardinal sin, that bird may very well come back looking for that hen that he hurt. And what are the cardinal sins? The cardinal sins is the turkey busts you making turkey noises and finds out that the sound that it heard wasn't another hen, it was a hunter. And then that sound of that hen calling is danger. But if he's chasing that hen and he sees you or some goofy thing dressed up in camo, doesn't even know what it is, but runs away, that doesn't mean it's game over. That just means it's game over for the moment. An hour or a couple hours, that turkey may come back, cautious, looking, is that danger still here? No? Okay, where's that hen? I remember one particular story that from a much older turkey hunter, and he'd been out hunting in a marsh, on the edge of a marsh. And he got to the top of a little hill, and there was something kind of like a valley that went down into some wetter land, and there were some turkeys down there. And he was trying to get up on this one particular bird, and there were two or three of them down there, and they were about in range, and he got in position, and they came in close enough, and then, without warning, before he even knew what was happening, a bobcat just jumped and just pounced out of nowhere, lunged for one of the turkeys. All three birds took off, flew straight up, and landed in a tree. And that bobcat sat there and then ran off and disappeared. He said those turkeys sat in that tree for almost exactly 1 hour. Almost to the second an hour. And then they all just flew down and continued about their business as if nothing happened. And he shot one of them. All right, and so the moral of the story is that, yeah, things will disrupt turkeys. But that doesn't mean that the turkeys stop living and run away and disappear forever and never come back. They'll just wait out the danger. They will return later. And it may very well be that day. It may very well be a few hours later. And so, depending on what happened and what the scenario was, it may be a good idea to come back. Now, why would you want to come back versus going somewhere else? Well, you know there are turkeys. You know there's a tom about in this area. You know that somewhere around here be some birds. And so it can be a very, very good strategy to hunt the birds that you know are around versus just taking stabs into nowhere land hoping you might run across a bird. Now, of course, you know, if the same strategy continues to fail, try something else. Try somewhere else. Do something else. But it can really be an effective plan to go into the same area to try to hunt the same bird later. And like I said, other birds may move into that area. Another bird may come in later that just wasn't in that area earlier. He was ranging around somewhere else, eventually made his way into the area later in the day, and now you've got a chance to get him. If one turkey was there, it's obvious that that's good turkey habitat. And there's probably other turkeys that come through there with some regularity because turkeys like to be there. And so, you see a turkey? Well, that's turkey sign, right? I mean, that's better than footprints. and so returning to an area can be a good idea. Should you leave the area or should you just stay there? Well, that depends on your prospects. If you have really good area to run and gun, maybe you want to leave and go do that. If you're starving, maybe you want to leave and go do that. It can be good for you to exit the woods for a few hours and just let everything completely settle and so on. However, at the same time, you could spook birds walking in or walking out. You just have to judge based on what your prospects are. What do you think your odds are just sitting here for the rest of your available time versus going somewhere else and doing something else? Maybe you just need a break. Maybe you enjoy running and gunning just as much as sitting and your rear end hurts. So you're going to go do that. And if that doesn't work out, well, this is plan C. And you come back and give it a go. But either way, don't dismiss the strategy. Don't dismiss the opportunity. This can work. It has worked for many people many times. You just have to be extra cautious and extra attentive. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes, other episodes. Check out Tetra Hearing. They're outstanding. Till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the
sky. I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. If you haven't already, download the free Waypoint TV app to listen to our podcast and watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents anywhere, anytime, and on any device.